Maria Meyer is joining us. She is manager of the Parish Kitchen in the Diocese of Covington. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning.
So for those not familiar with it, can you tell us a little bit about Parish Kitchen?
Yes, absolutely. We are a soup kitchen located in Covington on the corner of Pike and Russell Street. We serve lunch every day of the year, including weekends and holidays, from 11:30 to 1:30. And anyone can eat lunch with us. Some of our guests are homeless, but you don't have to be homeless to eat at Parish Kitchen. Anyone who is hungry is welcome to join us for lunch. On average, we serve about 170 people, and our dining room seats 40 people. So guests will line up until in our courtyard until a seat's available.
That's awesome. So what is your mission?
Our mission is Matthew 25. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I assure you, whenever you did this for the least of my brothers and sisters, you did it for me. So our five values are dignity, respect, hospitality, affection, and attention. We treat everyone who comes to the kitchen as family, and there's really a sense of community at Parish Kitchen.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. If you have 170 people coming and they're lining up and you say that some are homeless and some aren't, that must create a real sense of camaraderie.
Absolutely. Volunteers and guests, we depend on each other, and we do. The guests look out for each other, and they're very respectful. When somebody's finished, they don't linger. They make sure to get up and go on so that somebody else can come in and eat.
Does everybody talk to each other, or is it silence in the Parish Kitchen?
No, there's a lot of talking and joking and all of that.
How do you utilize volunteers?
Volunteers are critical to carrying out our operation and our mission. We have 3 full-time paid staff and almost 400 volunteers.
Wow.
We use volunteers every day, and volunteers cook, we serve food and drinks, wash dishes, wipe down tables and chairs, and roll forks. Volunteers clean for us, they bake, sort donations, and pick up and drop off donations. We receive twice a week donations from Panera Bread and Chick-fil-A, and volunteers
nice.
Will come and they'll drop that off for us, and it's enough bread to use every day. We serve bread with our meal every day. And then volunteers also, there's a volunteer here right now who comes in twice a week and does maintenance work for us and just helps out, asks us what we need and just jumps right in and, and helps. And then another who comes and helps with data entry and administrative tasks.
Well, so, where do you get the funding for Parish Kitchen?
We're really blessed with the support of the community. The majority of our funding comes from private donations, from organizations, churches, individuals, and businesses in Covington and in the supporting surrounding neighborhoods as well.
And so you mentioned you have something like 400 volunteers, but I'm sure that you could always use more. How can people get involved or support Parish Kitchen?
So yeah, we can always use volunteers. Like I said, we couldn't operate without our volunteers. Volunteers are crucial to our mission. But also, I mean, we can always use prayer. We would love the community to pray for us. Also, if people are interested in donating, not just money, but we can always use money, of course, but also hygiene items like shampoo and deodorant, toothbrushes and toothpaste. And travel size items work well. When people travel, the little shampoo bottles and soap, if you don't use them, you can save them and bring them to us. And that's something that's a nice thing to give our guests, who a lot of them are transit. So it's nice that they can just put them in their backpack. And also, a lot of times our guests will ask for socks and deodorant and razors, especially on rainy days when they might only have one pair of socks. It's nice to have a dry pair to offer them.
So it sounds like your work goes well beyond just giving somebody a nice lunch on a weekday.
It does. I mean, our primary mission is definitely feeding the hungry. Like I said earlier, there is a sense of community here. Some people, this is their family at Parish Kitchen, and they contribute a lot to our community, and it's nice to be able to help them out with a warm meal every day.
You know, I find it interesting, you, as you refer to the people that you serve as your guests, I think that that goes to show the kind of atmosphere that is created in Parish Kitchen. Am I right?
Absolutely. We do. We treat everyone as our guests, like it's our home, and we wouldn't serve anything here. We wouldn't serve at our own house. And we do. We try to welcome people as our guests in our kitchen.
Most definitely. Well, if listeners are interested in donating either food or toiletry items or cash or volunteering to help out at Parish Kitchen, can they get more information somewhere?
Yes, our website is parishkitchen.org, and we are a Ministry of Catholic Charities, so our website is directly connected with Catholic Charities. And then our email is parishkitchen@fuse.net, and our phone number is 859-581-7745.